Hello everyone. It is one of the darkest days in European history, and that is because the European Parliament has voted that the murder of a child should be permitted throughout the European Union so long as the girl or boy in question is in utero at the time. Europe has declared war on its own children, so it's absolutely sickening. This is a death sentence for tens of millions of children. As it is already in the 27 European Union countries, a couple of million children are murdered every single year. So every single week, day, hour, minute, as we speak, before I get to the end of this video, a few more kids will have been murdered. That child could have been you. And make no mistake, it is murder to deliberately kill a totally innocent person when that's completely avoidable. That is murder. It could have been done to you. It could be done to you now. To tear a person's legs off and tear a person's arms off and tear a person's head off so the person dies of blood loss in agony. To break someone's spine on purpose or to inject someone's heart with a deadly poison to cause cardiac arrest. That is murder, any of these means. To cut somebody off from oxygen until the point of death, that is murder, isn't it? And it makes no difference if this person is outside his or her mother's womb or still inside his or her mother's womb. So the abortion industry is jubilant. They are delighted that they're going to claim more scalps. And blood is involved. Not the mother's blood, thank goodness. So these children, they don't deserve that. We don't have the death penalty in the European Union. It's in the European Convention on Human Rights. No EU member state is allowed the death penalty, unless, of course, it's against children. So why is it a sadistic serial killer gets treated with greater clemency than a child just because he or she is in utero? So there are so many lies told by the abortion industry. A human being is still a human being when he or she is in utero. A human embryo, human fetus. I'm absolutely for abortions if you want, of fetuses of other species. If you want to abort a rat fetus or a cat fetus or a giraffe fetus or any other, or an embryo, okay, so a mouse embryo, an elephant embryo, a dolphin embryo, okay, but we all went through the embryonic stage. We're all alive then, we're all alive now. They have the seven signs of life. They need to respire, they need nutrition, they respond to stimuli, they regenerate, they need to excrete and so forth. They are alive by any definition. And so this is not about healthcare. That's the biggest lie. They want abortion even when the child's life is no risk to the mother's life whatsoever. Okay, healthcare is sustaining life. It's not ending. It's keeping a heartbeat going. It's not stopping it. It's keeping respiration going. It's not stopping respiration permanently. So it's an outrageous lie to say this sexual violence against little children is healthcare. If it's really healthcare, do it to yourself. Oh, my voice, my choice. What about the child's voice? They have vocal cords, certainly towards the end. What do they want? Well, we don't know. Okay. Well, we do know. I mean, the children are too small to know what's going on, and therefore it behoves us adults to protect them. And just because it's your child doesn't mean you've got an unlimited right to do what you want. No, parents, you're not allowed to abuse your child. You're not allowed to beat your child to a pulp. You're not allowed to put your child into prostitution. Okay? You're not allowed to neglect your child. You have duties as a parent to protect and provide for your child. And if you can't, to give your daughter a son to the state who can. So this bodily autonomy argument is completely bogus. What about the baby's body? A child's body is not part of a mother's body. Okay? A baby is not a cancer. A baby is not a wart. A baby is not an organ of the mother's body. A baby, he or she, is his own person. There was this anti-child abuse campaign in the UK, these posters, Pantysaurus, telling children, my body is mine. Absolutely. A child's body belongs to a child and not to anyone else. So it's completely preposterous to advance this argument for bodily autonomy when you're about destroying the body of another person. And these children in utero are totally separate people from their mothers. You could prove that by the baby's DNA, by his or her fingerprints, his or her palm prints, his or her footprints, his or her irises, which would all be unique, and so on. So it is not healthcare. It's not about saving the mother's life. If the pregnancy really is a risk to a mother, then all the countries in the European Union country, and virtually every country in the world, says, yes, abortion is allowed if that's the only way to save a child's life. And if there's a miscarriage, nobody objects to removing the body of a dead child from his or her mother. That is another lie put around by the abortion industry. So 60 million children are murdered every single year in the world. But these feminazis, they're not happy with that. It could be 70 million, it could be 80 million, it could be 100 million, it could be every single child in the world. It could be the extermination of the human race. And that's what we're looking at if the fertility rates are going down. But fertility rates are neither here or there. If they were exploding, I would still say we must defend children in utero. That could have been you, okay? It could have happened to you. It didn't happen to you, which is no reason not to protect others, you know? Wow. So, yes, abortion is a choice, which is no defense. The murder of an adult is a choice. Rape is a choice. Enslavement is a choice. Torture is a choice. Never the victim's choice. Pro-choice is a lie. The children do not choose death. That is the perpetrator's choice. We're told to take the side of the perpetrator against the innocent victim. And I've heard these abortionists say, yes, but if we defend children by law, it will not stop abortion. Well, that is true, but it will drastically reduce it. Rape is a heinous crime. If we legalized it, we would not be removing the problem. We would be massively multiplying it. So we must do what we can to prevent violence against children. And this is the most extreme form of violence. It's the ultimate child abuse. So there are no decent pro-abortion arguments. So we can vigorously prosecute anyone who's got any involvement in abortion, unless it's to save the mother's life. Then we would reduce it dramatically. You see countries like Malta and Poland, which actually protect their children. And no, they don't have high rates of maternal death. They've got very low rates of maternal death. People will exploit the death of people like Savita Halapnavar, a woman in the Republic of Ireland who died several years ago when I think her child died in her womb and it went septic and so on, because she wasn't given an abortion then. But Irish law provided for abortion under those circumstances. The doctors got it wrong. So it's completely preposterous to say that this is ground of abortion. It's not. And you want abortion even when there's no risk to the mother's life whatsoever. And the idea, oh, these children only become children at a certain point, is preposterous. Some things are binary. You're either human or you're not. You're either alive or you're not. And there's no in between. And if we're not sure if an embryo is alive or not, well, let's err on the side of letting the child live. What's wrong with that? Somebody might be dead, might be alive, old person. Shall we bury this person? No. We wouldn't do that until we're sure the person's dead. If there's any doubt, that must be interpreted in favour of life. And saying, but what about a certain stage in fetal development? Which again is ridiculous, because you're either human or you're not. That's like saying above a certain height you're not human. It's ridiculous as saying below a certain size you're not a human being, not capable of surviving outside the womb. But they are surviving inside the womb, so let them survive. And they will be capable of surviving outside the womb, so let them be born. And you'll go to these very, very unusual hard cases, these one in a million cases of this child is definitely going to die where he or she is born. We're all going to die in agony. Death usually is painful. It's not a cure to kill this person earlier. And I know that mother must be going through a very difficult time. If there is any risk to the mother's life at the point of viability, go for an emergency cesarean section and the child would at least have a fighting chance. They can even remove babies from the womb, operate them and put them back in. And the child can go on and survive and be born in the normal manner. So there are no decent arguments for the murder of little children. My voice, my choice, will be a voice for the voiceless. Speak up for little children. It could have happened to you. Just like, say, I was never raped. That doesn't mean it's okay to do it to other people. I wasn't aborted, which doesn't make it all right to do other people. I was never enslaved, which doesn't make it permissible to do it to other people. I was never tortured, which doesn't make we should do it to other people. This is not about healthcare. Life is a human right. Murder is not. So we must go away from these specious arguments, say, oh, but the economic situation isn't good enough, which is ridiculous. You go back to the 19th century, people had six children on average. We were much, much poorer then. How come we could afford six in times of Dickensian poverty, but often people can't afford one when we're wealthier than we've ever been? Oh, education isn't good enough is completely preposterous. It's a red herring. Even the country with the best education in the world, abortionists still want abortion there. Oh, orphanages aren't good enough. Even the countries with the best children's homes in the world, they still want that. There's not enough child benefit or welfare. You can say to an abortionist, if we doubled child benefit payments, would you agree to abolish abortion? No. If we tripled it, if we quadrupled it, if we quintupled it, at no level would they want to defend children. So it's a completely bad faith and irrelevant argument. So children must be saved, children must be defended. A child's right to life is not negotiable. On some things, you must be firm. And to balance these rights, there's nothing to balance. A person's right to life with someone's desire to murder that person, no, there is nothing to balance. So I don't want to make this a left-right argument. You can be the most left-wing person in the world and pro-life, because left-wingers are supposed to want to help the vulnerable, the marginalised, the weak, to protect them. And there's nobody weaker, there's nobody more marginalised than those who are in utero. There's nobody poorer, they don't own anything. So they are alive. We are talking about human beings here. So this is absolutely revolting. It's sick. Abortionists are the foulest fiends in the world. They're worse than the sickest paedophile. It's absolutely revolting, torturing little children to death, you know, with no pain medication, ripping them apart. And I know sometimes it's less dramatic, but it's no less violent and it's no less deadly. They say safe abortion. That is a contradiction in terms. The death rate in abortion is 100% for children, virtually. Just occasionally the baby survives. But is that a bad thing or a good thing? The abortionists have got to be asked. Should doctors intervene to save this child? And abortionists will usually say no. But, you know, this child, when I remember speaking to abortionists saying, oh, yes, but it's been decided that this child is not a child. Well, you know, if someone says you're not a human being, that doesn't mean you're not a human being. You still are. And doctors must be legally obliged to save this child's life. And in many countries, they're not. And if someone is badly in need of urgent medical help and a doctor fails to intervene to try and help this person, he or she is criminally negligent. So it's absolutely sick. It's revolting. Anyway, so well done, Malta and Poland. They are the moral titans of Europe, and they are protecting their children. You know, Poland, which suffered genocide in the 20th century, they don't want to see another genocide against their little children. So yeah, nobody has a right to murder a child, and reject these utterly specious arguments trying to mislead you. It is not health. It's totally against health. Yes, this absolutely is a public matter. Violent crime is a matter of public concern. We should stop violence against children. And if parents are committing it, it makes it even worse. So it's really sick. They rejoice in this. They don't regard it as a regrettable necessity. I've seen their propaganda videos of them celebrating. I mean, not just this vote, but women who've murdered their children go and have a party about it. They take pleasure in it. They derive sexual satisfaction from it. You know, Lily Allen even said she found it romantic. So this is an attack on freedom, an attack on equality. What about right to life equality? So you see, the human rights don't always advance. They sometimes go backwards, and the génocidaires win. This is genocide on a generational basis, trying to destroy a group in part, maybe in whole. So, you know, about 25% of European children are murdered by their parents. So this really is sick. It's not healthcare at all. So we must be vigorously opposed. And you could be a left-wing person and want to defend children. Sadly, they're not many. And even some right-wingers, they want to murder kids. So this is morally repugnant. It's absolutely satanic that people should do this. There's nothing viler imaginable. And those who murder their children, they must be named and shamed and called out and exposed to the child abusers they are. Anyone who murders her child, and men are often guilty, the father's often guilty as well, of encouragement, cajolement, expediting it in any way or coercing. These people should be named and shamed. Their photos, their names, their addresses, their email addresses, their car registration should be published everywhere, and people see what sort of person that they really are. But, you know, we're looking at the extinction of the human race in a few centuries. But this, for me, is not about procreation. Whether the population is going up or down, I would still say, let's defend little children. I mean, it can't go any lower. So anyway, it's vile. So reject this utter evil. It's an unmitigated evil. There's no other way to say it. And don't go for their sexist, illogical, bigoted argument of no uterus, no choice. Well, no, I'm a human being too. It's my species gets murdered. Don't be intimidated by that, as though women should have a view on men's issues. Only men can commit rape. Should women have a view on this? Yes, of course they should. Anyway, so rape is a monstrous, sickening crime, and abortion is even worse because that actually kills the person. All right, so do what you can to save little children.